It's Blake Shelton. He's got that new show with Keith Urban. I finally saw the promos for it. You know, he looks like he's really at home when he does those coaching type shows. I really think he was the best part of The Voice. I watched the promo for The Voice, and I'm like, man.
I watched an episode, and with Snoop and Reba and
Harry Styles, and who else was that?
Harry Styles?
Harry Styles, yeah.
So that's who I didn't know who he was. Yeah. And Michael Bublé. I know who Michael Bublé is, but Harry Styles, I didn't know who that act. I'm like, yeah. Who that guy? Who that?
I didn't know. Well, they have a guy that looks like him the last time around. It was an English guy that's okay. Another pop artist. I thought he was the same guy, and then somebody goes, Harry, I have all your albums.
It just didn't have the same je ne sais quoi that I'm used to from. The original cast was great, but I'd loved, and CeeLo was good, but then they've had
John Legend, I thought
John Legend was really good. I enjoyed John Legend a lot.
Christina Aguilera, I loved her on the show.
Christina Aguilera was very, very good. I think she was my favorite
even Miley was
female
good.
Host. Miley was pretty good.
Miley was, I was impressed.
Reba just doesn't shock me, and Snoop is kind of funny, but he doesn't have what John Legend had. For some reason, there's certain combos you could get, and that, you know, like you put a Quarter Pounder combo together, that's delicious, but if the Quarter Pounder by itself, it's not so good.
No, I understand.
We need ourselves some Blake.
I wouldn't say that I dislike Harry Styles' music, because I don't really listen to it, so I don't really know Harry all that much, but Snoop's the same way. I love Snoop. I love Bublé. I love Reba. Mm-hmm. Altogether, though, it's missing.
It's not the right show.
And I hate to say it, and I miss Adam Lambert. Adam Levine.
I don't hate to say it. I think that he's good in that position for that show.
When they were vibing together before it got a little awkward and
before
weird.
Before it got weird.
I thought, and Blake's hands down. Anyway, that's coming up October, but got to look forward to that because.
But it's still a good show. I still enjoyed it. And the singers always are mind-blowing to me how good these people are because I'm horrific at best. I've heard myself in the shower. My ex-wife recorded me one time.
Oh, like, no.
Yeah.
She did not.
And I realized, I think I could sing. I definitely don't.
Now, did she do it as a joke because you were so bad? Or she
thinks I was pretty good.
Okay. So
she wanted me to hear it.
She was propping you up.
I heard it, and I'm like, good God. It was one of those moments when you're singing with headphones on and you don't know anyone else can hear you.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's no music going with me. So I don't know. I'm not.
But in your
I'm not worthy.
Okay, but when you listen to it back, what's the first thing you thought to tell
Vomit.
Michelle? You know, you thought was like, now if there was music in there, I guarantee that would have been so much
like
better.
Defensive?
Yeah, it'd have been so much better because you know the music mix and everything by yourself.
The vocals alone, that's just anyone would sound horrible. even Tim McGraw would sound horrible by himself. You need guitar, man. You need guitar.
I've always learned that, man. You take that, put a little reverb behind everything. God, reverb is godlike. That's why you hear a lot of these artists with the tone, because you can
dry. It's like peanut butter with no jelly.
Yeah, it's so reverb is forgiving. Basically, is what it is. It's the best. I always, when I do karaoke, if I go to a karaoke bar that has a really great sound system, I will tip the KJ at first. I will give him a $20 every time and go, make me sound like God.